actually, you know, I like old country, like classic country. This is George Strait, Blue Marlin Blues, talking about going out, throwing lines in, getting nothing, 7 hours later, drinking. You know, I mean, it's a great song about fishing, which is the reason I wanted to play it for Brian Johnson. He is the president of the Big Game Fishing Club, and he is the director of the 55th Annual International Billfish Tournament. He joins us now by phone. Brian, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. Thank you for having us.
Hey, excellent, excellent. Great to have you. So we got the big tournament this weekend, and let's start with this. Just for people who, people like me, okay, who are not, deep sea fishermen, how big of a tournament is this? Give us some sense of the scale of this thing.
Absolutely, buddy. Well, it's the oldest tournament in the Gulf of Mexico, obviously 55 years. It's very big to our club, and it's a tradition. You hear us say fish the tradition. It's got a very, very rich history in the Gulf of America. So,
by the way, I like how you said both. I love how you said both. That's great. Go ahead.
Right. We've got 35 boats this year. We've had upwards of over 200 boats in the late 70s and early 80s.
Wow.
But there's so many tournaments now in the Gulf that stretch teams from all the parts of the Gulf. So we're very blessed to have what we have this year, just with the weather that was on us. It looked really bad last week for this weekend, but we've got a window and they're out there fishing.
So for the spectator that people might want to, bring a kid to see something like this, obviously these enormous fish out on a dock up on a scale is pretty amazing to see. When is weigh-in, if people want to see the boats returning ashore with their catches, when should they show up for that?
So we'll have a weigh-in this afternoon. I'll tell you, we will probably not have a lot of fish down there this afternoon. If we have a kill blue marlin, we'll push it out to every social media platform out there. We'll start this afternoon at 4 o'clock, 4 to 7 at the foot of Palafox in DeLuna Square downtown there. And then tomorrow will be our big day when all the teams will come back. And that will start at 3 o'clock. They have to be just south of Palafox Pier in Yacht Harbor there at 6 o'clock. So they have to be checked in at 6 o'clock. So all the activity late tomorrow afternoon, downtown Pensacola, go get your dinner, come down and watch these fish be weighed.
What's a prize winning fish going to be? And it's not just one category, right? There are several categories, right?
Yeah, and we're a little unique in the swordfish area. We have a $10,000 guaranteed for swordfish, but our blue marlin is our big category. It's going to be upwards of $20,000, depends on how they put their optional cash awards. And then we've got a $40,000 check sitting out there for the first one over 700 pounds.
Wow!
So we call that the big blue award. And so there's definitely some cash sitting out there. We've got we've 35 boats with a little over $250,000 sitting out there for them to go after.
$40,000 for the first 700 pounder. That's amazing. And
yes,
so those folks, if they catch one today, would be incentivized to come back to get that award, right?
Absolutely, yeah. You certainly don't want to lose any length. You don't want to lose any weight. So we have a 110-inch minimum on our blue marlin. We're about conservation, and we certainly want to protect what we love so much. So if they kill one, it's going to be a good fish.
So, Brian, you said lose weight or lose length. I pardon my ignorance, but so the fish shrink or get smaller and shorter if you wait too long to bring them back?
Yeah, they certainly can. It's just like anything, Andrew. You sit in this hot sun and this ball in the hot temperatures, that skin shrinks. So if you have a fish that's very close, you're going to keep that fish wet, keep him in a good edible quality so that you can get it back and get it weighed as quick as you can. We're about to, we don't want to kill these fish and not celebrate them. So we want to celebrate them. We team up with a group out of Ocean Springs that is a ministry, and they feed the homeless and less fortunate. So they'll come over and harvest the meat and celebrate that fish, and then that meat will go and feed the less fortunate in our community and our neighboring communities.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love to hear that. And you said it's conservation. Again, as certainly a non-expert in these matters, I'm guessing that by taking the largest fish out, you're actually making space for the juveniles to grow, thrive, reproduce, and so forth?
Yeah, your younger fish are the big producers. These 110, 112, 118 inch fish and larger, they've had a chance to spawn and make the difference to the population. You go and harvest 109 incher, 106 incher, 100 incher, they haven't had that chance to produce. So the theory is that the larger fish have produced. And you know, we obviously don't want to harvest a bunch of them because that's part of the sport fishing community, but that's the theory on that, is that let's not kill a bunch, but if you have one 110 inch, that is a trophy, and we're going to celebrate that fish and take care of the less fortunate.
Will they, if they catch one that's smaller, will they return it as a catch and release?
They will. So we have catch and release division that's based on points. So absolutely, the video verification, you get the fish to the boat, release the fish. That's a very, very competitive, if not more competitive than the kill division, because that's, you have more opportunities of catch and release than you do of a kill.
That makes sense.
The catch and release is absolutely very competitive.
And how long, you know, I mean, I my understanding is it's quite long, but how long, once you hook one, how long does it take to actually get it on the boat?
You know, it all depends, Andrew, on the fish. This past weekend, there's a tournament in Biloxi, and one of our teams, the Florida Lee, they fought a 630-pound blue marlin and fought it for 9 hours.
Wow.
And just, it was just a real aggressive fish that would not give up. And I'll tell you that we have seen a fish a few years ago, it was 1,200 pounds, that took half that long. So it all depends on the fish. It really does. But typically you can whip a fish within a couple hours.
So
they just typically give up.
If you're battling a half-ton fish, is that one person or is that team? And how big are these boats? I mean,
yes.
You know, a 1,000-pound fish can pull a small boat easily, right?
Absolutely. And it all depends. You know, we have boats in our tournament from 24 foot all the way up to 80 foot.
Okay.
And it's definitely one angler.
Okay.
We adhere to IGFA rules. And so one angler, once the angler touches the rod, no one else can touch the rod, including the wireman. So it's between fish and angler at that point.
Wow.
So that angler is he's sitting there for the duration.
9, 7, 6, 8 hours. I mean, I can't even drive 6 hours without taking a break, and that's just holding the steering wheel. I mean, man.
I can tell you, we caught one 704 pounds, and our angler was in the chair for 6 hours, and it was brutal.
Exhausting.
He definitely did it, but it was brutal.
That's wild. How far do they go? I mean, they must go, what, 50, 100 miles? How far out do they go?
Yeah, so we'll have teams this weekend that'll go 150, 200 miles.
Oh, wow.
And then we have teams that are fishing, we call it right out back. They're sitting right out here about 35, 40 miles off the coast of Pensacola. So we're very blessed in this community to have a fishery that you can do that.
I'm sorry, you were going to say, I thought you were blessed to have a fishery that you can do that, and then what?
Yeah, so we've got what are called FADs, fish attractive devices,
okay.
That are south of here, about 40 miles. You can get to the first one, and they produce a lot of fish. So we're very fortunate to have the fishery we have. Now, the ones that are going west are going to the oil rigs, and they hold bait, so therefore they hold the predator as well, which is the blue marlin.
Interesting. How what's the farthest team away that's coming to Pensacola for this, or that's already, and they're already out in the water this morning, right? They left early?
Yes, sir. We've got teams from, we've got one team from Texas. We've got teams, you know, there's a circuit that'll come across the coast. So
okay.
Biloxi was last weekend. So those teams are transitioning to Sandestin for a tournament next weekend. So we get to get right in the middle. Biloxi had some horrible weather and unfortunately fished Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, weighed in Tuesday night. We actually have teams that turn their boat around, weighed fish at 6, 7 o'clock Tuesday night, and we're sitting on our fuel dock at Palafox Pier at noon on Wednesday morning, or 11 o'clock to 12 o'clock on Wednesday morning, just dedicated to the tradition of the Pensacola International Billfish Tournament.
Well, Brian, I love it. I'm so glad you reached out to me. I think it's a fascinating thing. And, you know, if people want to see it again, they can show up. Weigh in today is at 4 o'clock at Plaza de Luna, right down in South Palafox at the pier. Tomorrow it starts at 3. Got to be actually there by 6 p.m. So if you want to bring a kid and, you know, get inspired or just see some amazing local stuff again from a tournament that's been going for 55 years. And, you know, they give a lot to the, you know, to charity, as you heard. But Brian, what a fascinating thing. I do think it's amazing. You know, my closest is just, you know, going out a couple of times and doing some deep sea fishing and, you know, catching a few, you know, and certainly not anything close to that size or that duration. I think it's amazing. Brian Johnson's Big Game Fishing Club president. He is also the director of the 55th Annual International Billfish Tournament. Anything last that I forgot to ask you about that you want to let people know about?
Yeah, actually, Andrew, if they want more information, they can go to www.pbgfc. That's for Pensacola Big Game Fishing Club.com. They can learn more about us. They can learn about our Center for Conservation and Research. It's up for rental for the community, but we actually out on Gulf Beach Highway. It's a fabulous facility that we built for the research and conservation of the marlin and in our community.
Outstanding. And I'm sorry I was leaving the Pensacola off the name of your fishing club. I apologize for that. That was my mistake.
that's our pride.
Absolutely. Well, have a great time, Brian. Thanks for keeping us informed
about
this, and I appreciate it, sir. Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you.